And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
I hate it when people do that little, come forward, it's like, yeah, I don't trust you not to ram into us, idiot. Sorry. Luckily, it didn't ram into us. Hello, welcome to Garage Sale Glow. Third one out this season. Looks like we got another week of tons of garage sales. We'll see. We just went to one. We were going to record, and then we came upon a nice early garage sale. And Johnny Bueno, you got a fly fishing reel.
Fly fishing rod and reel for $10.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's in great shape, too.
It's beautiful. Usually it's going to cost you like $30-$40. $30
or more. Yeah. Yep. Who knows? Go look it up. It might be, you never know. It looks like it might be a really nice one. It looks like it's nicely made.
But that was like the only thing that was like worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
both sales, really. I get this feeling looking at a lot of the sales this week. There's a lot of that.
Well, that's okay. As long as you're able to, as long as you can find the one thing.
Right, find the one thing. That's what we do.
Sometimes having a really overpriced garage sale is good because then they underprice some stuff and then you can find that because they're all focused on whatever their quote-unquote valuable stuff is. But I'm making a little bet here. We have this one garage sale and it's got records and DVDs and stuff and... So I went and looked on the video that the guy posted, and he's flipping through his record collection. Everything's $30.
$20.
$20, $50, $15 for all his records.
Like Chubby Checker records.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, they got like their... He had a record store, or he bought out a record store or something. But like... So he thinks he's... So he's like... This is what I hate. These people think they want to...
They
want to get rid of it, but they want to sell it like a record store. But they don't want to do the things that you have to do to have a record store, which get a license, rent a space, and stuff. And that's why you get $20 for a record, because you have it all in one place in a store. You're paying taxes and stuff. So, you know, that...
It's called above board.
But when you're doing it and you're just like, oh, I'll just do it out of my garage, yeah, then fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Well, that's where there's an expectation that you're not going to... The true value of it.
And a lot of times those guys are judging that value. Maybe they're getting it off eBay. Maybe they're judging it on what that thing was really hot 20 years ago, and so it's like, oh, you get $40. Who knows what they're thinking? But he also has in there I was just like, I don't know about this guy's thing. And you're like, didn't you see that he said free comics? I'm putting it on record, and I may be wrong. We'll find out. That's the great thing about Garage Sale Gloat, is you'll find out soon enough after we go to it. I think the free comics are going to be a scam. I think they're either going to be...
Cut out Sunday total, comic strips?
Total garbage. Yeah, they're going to be total garbage 90s, you know. I'm going to send my kids to school. Oh, shit, this stuff isn't worth anything.
Okay.
Box. Or it's going to be like, he's going to be like, if you spend $30, you get a free comic. You can pick out a comic book out of the comic book thing, which might work out if he has something really valuable in there that he doesn't know, and you can buy a $30 record and get a $100 comic or something like that.
What if he's passing out like Archie's Christian Spire comics?
Then I'd be psyched, because I love those Christian Spire comics.
If they're all like musty and beat the shit?
If they're free, that's okay. I'm not into the musty as much, but I am into the beat to shit comics. I am not going to be a stickler I'm buying comics for me to read, and sometimes old comics, if they're an old beat to shit horror comic or something, I love it like that. it looks, and it's been red and stuff. So, and that's also how I'm going to be able to afford stuff like Tombs of Dracula or something like that, you know.
Or
old Star Wars comics.
Don't open the door yet, but we're right around the corner from my house, and I suspect that these two garage sales, even for my fruit fly memory, these have been annual, yearly sales by these
ladies. Yeah, just it's basically somebody trotting out their garage every year.
Yeah. So.
Well, there's a free sled across the street.
We want the funk.
I guess.
I don't think we're going to find it here, though.
We'll see if they give it up. If it's funk here, it's going to be like mold and mildew.
It's more like funk.
Yeah. All right. So we got garage sales to hit, so we gotta shut up now.
All right.
Jungle Boogie. All right. Anyway. So we're hitting a bunch of garage sales. We're in Johnny Bueno's general neighborhood right now. And, you got that Dragon Ball Z t-shirt?
I did. And there was a My Hero Academia pack of cards.
I saw that, but
it had a tear on the back. 401.
Then it was like, make an offer. And I was like, oh. And I saw whatever was next to it was $10. And I'm like, And then I saw the guy that probably put it out there. And I was like, dragging that little dog around. And I was like, lifting it by its neck on its collar, and I was like, okay, you're not going to get a deal on those cards. I saw those cards and thought, like, ooh, a deck of cards.
For a buck. It's got hair on it.
Yeah. And
that wasn't going to happen.
No, but that Dragon Ball Z t-shirt is brand new, and it's
still in the bag.
Package. The only reason I passed on it is it looked like it was a Five Below shirt, you know? So it was probably like $10 to start out. Like, if it had a tag on it, it might be something that I could put on eBay, but I know actually your daughter probably.
No.
She
doesn't do that.
She doesn't care about that stuff.
No, she's above all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't, I mean, it's cute, it's quaint, but, you know.
I got two DVDs, The Never Ending Story, Part 1 and 2. These seem to, like multi-movie DVDs seem to go good on eBay.
Yeah.
So that's why I got those. And then for me, I got Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, the first Indiana Jones movie that people started crying bitter tears over, which, I mean, you can do that if you hate life and fun, but I really enjoyed this movie. I don't think it's the best Indiana Jones movie, but you know what? I had a riot in the theater watching this.
Yeah.
Especially the first, like, 20 minutes of it.
I think I saw it with you. Admission.
I saw it with my coworker, Jerry Seinfeld, although we might have seen it, I might have seen it multiple times, too, so yeah. It's hard to say. I wanted to see Furiosa multiple times. It's gone out of the theaters now.
What the hell?
It didn't make any money. Nobody was going to see it because people are fucking idiots. Like we're literally getting offered, like, a summer of cinema that nobody's seen in a long time between Dune 2, Part 2, which was fucking pure in the movie theater, wonderful experience top to bottom. Furiosa, which is the same thing. You know, on a par with Fury Road as far as, like, you know, like, actually having a filmmaker care about a movie and put the care and effort into it to make a fucking amazing movie to be appreciated on the screen and nobody goes to it. And then Coppola's got his new crazy-ass movie, like, I'm 85 years old and I'm gonna die. I've always wanted to make this movie and I don't give a shit if anybody likes it or not. And I'm going to spend all my money on it, and I'm going to fucking hire all these fucking crazed, scandalous actors for it. And it's probably going to be wonderful and awful, but it'll be a pure art cinematic art experience. And no company wants to distribute it, and they didn't even have to pay for the movie. That's the thing, is like, he paid for the movie himself, and there's people like that.
What's that one called again?
The Coppola one?
Yeah.
It's Megalopolis.
That's right.
And they're like, well, I don't know. Like, everybody, like, and I don't agree with this, that like, The Godfather, you know, they're like, you know, The Godfather is the greatest movie of all time. He made it. He made that in Apocalypse Now. He's a fucking fantastic filmmaker. He's made a lot of, you know,
right,
a lot of great movies, and he's basically considered a national treasure, and you can't get movie companies to take a movie that he's actually paid for. All they have to do is ship it out to the theaters. You don't even have to make film stock prints of movies anymore. You just have to fucking send a digital file
to the fucking
theater. They don't, yeah, most of the theaters don't even wind film, you know, outside of IMAX, don't even wind film around a reel anymore. So minimal cost, you know, all you have to do is promote it and put it in the, and ship it to the theaters and be the distributor. They don't want to do it. So it's just like fucking, you know, and not for nothing, Deadpool will probably make it, and Wolverine will probably make a shit ton of money, but it's trash. It's good trash. It's fun trash, but it's meant to be enjoyed for an hour and a half in a movie theater and
been forgotten about.
Forgotten about until the next one, you know. It's not like,
it's a popcorn movie.
Yeah. And it's just, it's fucking sad. It's fucking, I was going to go see Furiosa yesterday, and I was like, it's a hot day, I could go sit in some air conditioning. I finally got a chance to go see this movie, and like, everybody I know snoozed on it. I had all these people, I'm like, yeah, you could go to see Furiosa with me, with someone who's excited, and go see it, this kick-ass movie. And I swear to God, with everybody, it's just like, I don't know, Mad Max isn't in it, I'm going to skip it. And it makes me wonder if people even fucking understand what a Mad Max movie is at that point. But that's just me bitching. I guess I'll have to watch Furiosa 15 more times when it comes out on video, but boy, oh boy, in the theater.
What do you mean comes out on video? You don't have access?
Huh?
You don't have access already?
Oh, there's bootlegs of it around, but I don't want to watch some, like, cammed bootleg of it with, like, and when stuff like Furiosa comes out and they have a bootleg of it, they can't just put it out. They have to stick, like, casino ads over everything and stuff like that, and I don't want to watch it like that. I mean, judging by the speed it's leaving the theater, it'll be streaming and it'll be on my computer in 4K, you know, inside of a month probably. But it was meant to see in a theater, and in a theater it was spectacular. In a loud theater, the sound design on it was just unbelievable, you know, and you know, you're getting shook in the seats, you know, through the whole movie, and it's great, and visually it's, every second of it is visual just beauty, like Fury Road.
It's even more
it has even more diversity of imagery in it than Fury Road, and things happening, so it's like, just never, not a boring second in it, and not a second that isn't like communicating the story and something to you. It's a masterpiece, and it'll be recognized as such over time, but it takes time for people to fucking figure shit out through their fucking thick skulls. You know, 20 years down the line, people are like, I'm so nostalgic for the Star Wars prequels. Those are great movies. Why can't Disney make movies like the Star Wars prequels? And then 20 years ago, I had to listen to everybody fucking either mocking them or just crying about them. And those people have just gotten a new group of those people who cry and moan about the Disney stuff. And it's frustrating. You gotta wait 20 years from now. 20 years from now, I don't know if people will appreciate the Disney stuff as much, but there definitely were, like, kids who watched it who are going to be like, you know, that was their entry point into it. I don't think the Disney ones are going to age as well as the prequels did, but who knows? Maybe they will.
I thought the Disney stuff was better than the prequels, honestly.
No. I don't think so. The first two, like, the first one was acceptable, and it was a great watch in the movie theater, but it was just basically a remake of Star Wars.
Right.
And the second one was a spectacular fucking experience in the movie theater. I laughed, I cried, I was at the edge of my seat the whole time. I walked out of there 5 feet up in the air. But it was totally different than the first one.
Yep.
So it wasn't, it didn't have the coherence. And then the third one was just fucking garbage. Just bad, like, not as much bad writing as that they just tinkered with it so much because they were trying to, like.
Right, they're trying to make the perfect movie.
They were trying to make up for the other movie that everybody complained about when it was really about 1% of the people that complained about it. So they like, okay, we're going to go back on everything. So that one made it, the whole thing even more incoherent. So it doesn't have a real storyline that goes through all three movies. It's not coherent. And even though I love the second movie, it kind of suffers because it's just sort of sitting there. Nothing in the second movie gets resolved that got set up. Everything gets reversed. And it just, yeah, it's a mess.
What I did, I took your recommendation. I watched episode 2 on DVD before I went and watched episode 3. But every time there was, like, just an Anakin and Padme scene, I just flipped through it, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty much it.
They really, like, didn't have as much Anakin and Padme in it as he threatened to either. So it wasn't, even that's not that bad. No. If you're just sitting through it, but
it's still pretty
crazy. I can watch all three of the prequels at any time and enjoy them, even episode 1. Mm-hmm. I love them all.
I do.
All right, we're at another garage sale. All right, good work, Geddy Lee.
Take off, you hoser.
My roommate Trudy bought the autobiography of Geddy Lee. And I'm like, what? Why? Are you a Rush fan? She goes, no, I just loved Take Off to the Great White North. That's how I heard of Geddy. That's who I think Geddy Lee is. So we just went to a garage sale with dollar DVDs. And I think I just hit I got a good deal. I got Trekkies and Trekkie 2, two documentaries about Star Trek fans. This is Spinal Tap, one of the greatest DVDs ever, because it's got all the Aristocrats. Have you ever seen the Aristocrats? Or the Aristocrats? The porno joke that all the comedians use?
No.
Oh my god. Clash of the Titans.
Well, I didn't see that one. I love that movie.
I got all three Family Guy Star Wars parodies on Blu-ray. Babe, Pig in the City, and Babe double feature, which are two of the greatest movies. Speaking of George Miller and Furiosa and stuff, American Movie, another great documentary. Life Aquatic.
What's American Movie about?
It's a documentary about this guy who, like, lives in, like, the Midwest and makes this terrible movie, but he like gets his whole family to pay for it. He's making a movie called Coven because he doesn't know how to pronounce Coven. And he's just a character. He and his best friend, like, do this it's a great movie. Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, which is one of my favorite Wes Anderson movies. Starwoids, which is a documentary about Episode 1 fans that has Kevin Smith's involvement in it somehow, and Film Threat.
See, I thought that said Carnival the Musical.
No, Cannibal the Musical.
God damn it.
Early Trey Stone and You got to have the eye of the tiger, man. You got to have the eye of the tiger. And I have the eye of the tiger. Well, speaking of eye of the tiger, you got that one. American Splendor. Another great movie, which you passed on because you have multiple copies of it.
I do, and you know what? Oh, all right, cool.
Danny Wegman's Trophy Wife's yoga video. And here's my moneymaker, PCU.
Why is that a money?
Because I just saw a video last night about people talking about rare DVDs. And it was just a guy talking about something. He brought up PCU. PCU, for some reason, has gotten scrubbed. After this, there's been no release of other releases of PCU. It's not on any streaming services.
Sure, it's not because of David What's-His-Face there.
They've scrubbed it for some reason. It doesn't... You can't see the movie. A lot of people will go out... you can't find the movie anywhere but on DVD.
I got the movie streamed.
It might have something to do with it had a lot of bands and rock music in it, so it might be music licensing.
Could be.
But it's a rare... It's a hard-to-find movie.
And I got the Strange Brew movie, not because it's worth money, but because...
It's Strange Brew.
It's Strange Brew.
It's Bob and Doug McKenzie with the voice of Mel Blanc as their dad. And what are you guys doing out there?
And I got My Name is Earl Season 1.
That one might be worth money, but you're talking about...
It's a
good show.
It's got the bonus disc in it, too. I mean, it's on... You can stream it whenever you want.
Okay. Yeah, but people sort of like collections of TV shows on DVD, it seems.
They do. I've got all the Simpsons like that.
Mm-hmm.
What else was there? Oh, I got the same. I got the same Indiana Jones movie as you.
Yep.
How much did you spend on yours?
$2 though. You got yours half the price of mine.
Yeah, I got a couple of nice Star Trek DVDs, Insurrection and the J.J. Abrams, and I guess the prize would be Waiting for Guffman.
That's a great movie.
It is. I mean, as much as I love, all their movies that they do, like Spinal Tap.
I don't know,
this one.
I would say Best in Show. I like Best in Show maybe even more than Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Spinal Tap was the first one, and it was great. But Best in Show was the one that, I had some fucking, belly laughs and... Best of Show,
especially with
the scene of this guy right here as the old hound dog guy, and he's running with his hound dog, and he's running exactly, he and the dog are running the same way as they run. It's just glorious.
And Fred Willard
as a commenter, as trying to make a dog show interesting because he's a sports commenter. It's fucking great. And just talking inane babble, you can't get any better than that.
Oh, I love Fred Willard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we'll find some Fernwood Tonight. You ever watch Fernwood Tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll find some of that.
I have a vivid memory of a dark college night watching Fernwood Tonight and Willard with spaghetti on a stick and trying to show it off to Martin Mull and pass it off.
Yes. Yes, it's fucking good. When my dad and I were working out in Minnesota, which was probably a lot like what the fictional Fernwood was like.
Yeah, Frostbite Falls.
We would watch Fernwood Tonight every night, and it was almost like just a slice of life where we were. All right, speaking of slice of life, we're going to go check out a slice of these people's garage sale life. I guess that's a segue. All right, we just hit another garage sale. Nothing much there. Jack got himself some Simpsons swag.
Yeah, 1990 OG Lisa Simpson. Still with the tag. Make me an offer.
Saxophone.
Yep. Make me an offer.
I thought you were going to say a buck, but nope. He said 25 cents, and the guy goes,
I don't know.
I don't care. Good.
It's like, you know what? Neither do I.
It was funny because I could tell immediately it was one of the original wave of Simpsons merch because Simpsons stuff, the look of Simpsons merch has softened over the years.
Purposely.
Like it started out, like, you can tell by her grin. She's got this, like, gritted teeth, toothy grin that's kind of, you know, looking more Matt Groening than Fox. Than Fox, yeah, for sure. But that's what they looked like back then, too. You know, before they softened up all the models, probably to make it easier to animate.
It's true. Wow, watch this guy.
40 points right there.
Jesus, man. So we just had this guy on a quad bike. It looks like he was, like, trying to control a steer or a freaking bull.
Yeah.
He was, like, practically falling off of it while going forward on the cart in the street, not the sidewalk.
What, like, compression socks on his arms and legs and...
It's like he was trying to wrangle the freaking piece of equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, not safe. That's worth 40 bucks in the Death Race 2000.
Maybe I use it as part of my bail money when I get arrested.
Right. Well, you can sell off some of these DVDs to...
Sell off some of your DVDs.
We'll see. I'm wondering if the Neverending Story 1 and 2 double feature might be a good eBay seller. I'm buying stuff that I would watch, but I also may sell on eBay if it's valuable. So that way all my bases are covered, you know.
Surprisingly though, like last week we bought those Clerks DVDs.
Uh-huh.
They're not really worth that much. Like the Clerks movie that I bought.
Oh no, neither is the Degrassi High one.
I know.
Maybe it's just Dogma, you know. Maybe it's cuz I noticed when I was looking the Degrassi High with Jay and Silent Bob, which everybody tells me is great. So I guess maybe I'll just watch it. I'll crack it open and watch it.
Yeah, but I've never seen it.
It goes for $10-$12 on eBay or whatever. So, yeah, I paid a buck for it. So
that's a good find.
I could sell it.
But it's not 30 bucks.
Maybe because I noticed I was seeing Chasing Amy and Clerks 2 and stuff like that on sale for just regular prices, you know. Nothing special prices on there. But I did not see any copies of Dogma out for sale, which probably is why.
I think Jersey Girl is another one.
Oh, okay. I don't know if there'd be as much demand for Jersey Girl as there is for... I've never seen Jersey Girl. I've heard it's actually pretty good.
Oh, man. Jersey Girl's great. You keep on waiting for it to, like, go below the dial, go below the line. It never does. It's just a straight-ahead, romantic, light comedy with
George Carlin.
George Carlin! Yeah, it's wonderful. It's like, wow. It's like that perfect, refreshing dessert. You know what I mean? It's like one of those types of movies.
I know. I saw his cop movie that he did with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And that was not good. It wasn't horrible. Had a couple chuckles in it. You could tell Bruce Willis was being a fucking pain in the ass.
This definitely was not really a overt comedy. It was...
Yeah.
It had tinges of comedy, but more, it was like as part of the story more than, you know, just going out of the way for jokes. That makes any sense?
Yeah.
So, that's a good movie too. But I think it's the whole, you know, Miramax label on it that's... I just passed my street, dadgummit.
Well,
we'll pull into Titus Mower.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. One of the many treasures of the thriving metropolis, Westeron Aquarium.
All right, well, we'll be back when we got another garage sale.
We got some action working.
And don't worry, it looks like there's going to be plenty of action. I know, we've had some, the last two garage sale floats, one of them was pushing an hour, and the other one went above an hour long. Usually these things are like a half hour of talking, but...
Well, you go on for 20 minutes about Francis Ford Coppola, that's where you go.
That happens all the time, though, too. So, it's... Yeah, no, we've been just having some meaty garage sale weeks. And today we've got perfect, cool, sunny weather right before a heat wave. By next week, it's going to be like oppressively hot out. And we're not really seeing a lot of people at the garage sales and out and about. Maybe they're off somewhere else. I don't know.
Their kid's soccer game.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about the slobs like us, you know, that we see, you know, the usual garage sale haunters.
Honks.
Yeah, it seems to be a pretty light day.
Slobs.
Yeah, that's what they are, slobs. Pull them on the boat and whack them over the head.
Speaking of which, we didn't even talk about that.
About what?
The taxidermy.
Oh, yeah, they had some fish taxidermy stuff.
But it was, like, unfinished. It wasn't even finished.
Yeah, it was somebody's project that they started working on and gave up on.
Yeah.
I used to have an old, like, deer taxidermy head mold, and I'd like to get one of those. C. Ford? Is it Seafood or C. Ford Drive? Either way.
Where is that?
I have no idea. I imagine if you go this way, it'll... Hopefully they have a series of signs directing you there, and just don't assume you don't know where Seafood Street is. I'm pretty sure it's C. Ford, but...
This is my freaking burg, and I've never heard of that street.
Yeah. And meanwhile, they've already had one turn that you could, so they're just assuming you know the area well enough to know where Seaford is, I guess.
All right, well, we can pull around, because this is... I know where this is. There's no Seaford around here, man.
They're jerking us around again. All right, we're back. Okay, now it's starting to play what I wanted it to play.
It is starting to get on.
Little Katamari Damacy music.
With a sight of what?
Hit three garage sales just now. I was getting fucking stressed out by the people who were shopping. Did you hear that little monster?
Oh yeah, it was great. Did he smile at you as I walked across
as
the street?
I wanted to fucking chuck him into the sun. Holy shit. He grabbed a thing for converting your Super 8 movies to video. And he goes, "I want this." And they go, "No." And he goes, "I will have it." And grabs it and like starts screaming, I will have it. And then they go, "Oh, huggy hug. No, it's okay. Blah, 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 blah." And it's just like, can't you people watch yourself creating this little fucking monster? No, nobody. And then they trick him and go like, "If this garage sale's still here on your birthday, we'll come get it." And he's like, "Okay, we'll get it on my birthday if it's still here, right?" Yeah, buddy.
Did they really do that?
Yeah. And then there was that old grandpa guy who was just sort of housing wherever I wanted to go and like, it was weird. And then that weird guy said something to us, and I looked at him, and I didn't know what he said. He goes, "Or not." And it's like, well, fuck, whatever, dude.
He was asking if it was any good because he saw it to another guy, so...
Oh.
A trailer. We call them competition.
Well, they're slow because they're behind us.
Slim
Pickens there. Jack got a creepy clown, little handmade creepy clown, was speaking to him, telling me telling him to buy him, to bring him into his house and corrupt his whole family.
Yep.
That's what creepy little clowns do. I got a 3D Jesus, a lenticular Jesus.
Framed.
Yeah. And what was the other? Oh, I got a vintage TWA bag, which probably not very valuable, but it's something. It's something a certain person who might be listening to this podcast might be interested in having to carry stuff around in it.
And it was like a silent tee.
It was the right price too, 50 cents.
Right, and I got same with the leather jacket I got.
Oh yeah, that's right. You got a leather jacket.
A beautiful Wilson leather.
Brand new, looked like.
Well, it looked like it had been lightly worn, but like there's no scratches, there's no nothing on it as far as tears or loose threads or anything. I asked the old grandpa in the garage, I'm like, what do you want for it? $5! Couldn't pull it out fast enough.
Yeah.
I suggest we don't go to this because I really don't want to get a lecture.
Yes, I agree. I know exactly what's going on at this garage sale.
Oh, there's a garage sale over here.
Yeah, it's a garage sale. I mean, we can look at it. It's going to be, my prediction is high prices. They won't want to budge on any of them because it's probably...
They look like
they're fundraising.
They look like Christians.
It's a fundraiser.
My Christian gear radar is up.
Yeah. They've got a project they're fundraising for here. But, I mean, we might find something.
It's like...
Well, we're here.
Why am I breaking out? Oh, my window's open.
Oops. I'm predicting it's probably going to be shitty, but...
My window's open.
It's okay. They can't hear it. They can't hear us. And you know what? I don't give a shit either.
Well, there's another garage sale, too.
Because they could go... you know where they can go? They can go fuck themselves.
I thought you were going to say that to hell since they're Christians.
But. No. I go fuck it yourself is... It's mean and it's nice at the same time because nothing wrong with fucking yourself.
Well, you could say it in multiple languages. I mean, you could say it in Italian, go fuck it yourself.
Hey, that's how they say it. That's authentic Italian. Hey, go fuck it yourself. Hey, go fuck it your mom.
It's universal.
All right. So, we just went to a charity garage sale. Not a lot to see there, but I got not a classic vintage Ouija board, but a more modern Ouija board. But Ouija boards always go good. They always sell pretty good. And it was for a charity thing where they're raising money for a trip for some group. So usually the prices are high at those and they don't want to bargain, but they were just like, name your price at this place. And I was like, all right, let's see how this goes. So I offered them $2 for the Ouija board. I think they were expecting $1 for the Ouija board because the girl goes, tell you what, you can have the Ouija board, but you got to take this pair of handcuffs with it.
Yeah, baby.
And hands me a pair of toy handcuffs, like, still in the package. And I was just like, all right. Yeah, I'm so old, I don't even know how, like, I don't, like... Anybody that's, like, under 30, I'm, like, afraid to flirt with.
Well, yeah.
So I was just like, oh, trying to not make any comments about my free handcuffs and then failing.
But there was a lot of young ladies that were very...
They were decked out to sell stuff at the garage sale. Very much like a car wash.
Yes. Did you notice the car wash signs?
I did not. So they yes. were okay. So that's why that is the standard garb for like charity car wash.
Yeah.
Well, there was one at the end back there.
Yeah, it was more of a old people stand. I'm gonna try and find this next garage sale.
This little MP3 player I have is really weird. When I set it on a different thing and it just keeps going into weird places, which is okay for me. I'm into the random. But anyway, yeah. Onward to the next ones. You're listening to one of the greatest live bands that was ever around. One of the most interesting bands. Unique. The Horseflies. They were kind of like old-timey bluegrass, but with a techno sort of like trance, psychedelic edge to them.
Yes.
And weird-ass lyrics. They were a great band. Anyway, just went to a garage sale. Johnny, but did you get that shirt?
I did get that polo shirt.
Did he take a buck for it?
He did.
I knew he would.
With the tag still on it.
And I bought a 3-gallon like lemonade drink dispenser because I got a catering coming up that I'm making limeade for, and that will be perfect for it. And I've also been tinkering with the idea of making my own energy drink and just making it a big batch of it and having it sit in my refrigerator to fuel.
Like a smart drink?
Fuel me up. Yeah, like getting some yerba mate tea and brewing some really strong yerba mate and mixing it with some, like, good fruit juice, you know? Something like that. The energy, nothing like vitamin, maybe some B vitamins or something you could go to, but I'm mostly going for something that tastes good and gets me wired off my ass. And that's what. But I don't like coffee. And I don't like energy drinks either. So. I didn't see. Did you see a sign?
I did, but I think it was more for a nursery than it was.
Yeah, okay.
There was another
one. There's one right here, but didn't we go down here? Did we go down here?
No. 162 Pert.
Pert Avenue. Just
there
named
was
after the drummer.
Sign up there, so I think Pert is
somewhere in between or over there or something. Hopefully they'll have other signs pointing to it. Anyway, I also, in addition to the drink dispenser, I got a really nice caned chair. Woven cane chair, probably from the 50s or the 60s. It's going to go great in my basement. And, like, those chairs are so comfortable. They're like sitting in a little hug. And they had the cutest little dog there, full of energy, happy little puppy, all fluffy fur. And I'm, like, thinking, what a nice little puppy. She goes, he's 10 years old, or he was 11 years old. He's 77 years, he was a 77-year-old man dog. And he was bopping all over the place, like a little puppy.
I gotta find my phone.
Okay.
You're vamping here, but we're driving aimlessly, and I'm driving aimlessly. So.
I've said everything I can, so I'll get off the air so we can recoup. All right. Well, we just hit another garage sale. Did you get anything of that one?
Nope.
No, I got a. It's a big DVD day for me. I just got two more DVDs. I got the original Ralph Bakshi animated Lord of the Rings.
I would have grabbed that if I found it.
And The Hitcher, Rutger Hauer. Rutger Hauer's third best movie after Blade Runner and Hobo with a Shotgun. If you ever get a chance to see Hobo with a Shotgun, chef's kiss. Canadian production. And it's about a hobo with a shotgun. And Rutger Hauer is the said hobo. And there's one of the greatest scenes ever is Rutger Hauer sitting with his shotgun in a hospital after blasting a bunch of people. And he's at the nursery with all the babies. And he starts giving them a speech about how if they don't grow up to be good babies, that they're going to grow up to become a hobo with a shotgun. And all the babies start crying. It's the wonderful, wonderful scene. You almost know, up to his Roy Batty death scene and speech in Blade Runner.
That sounds like the character in The Defenders that kept on showing up in Steve Gerber's run. Elf with a Gun?
Elf with a Gun?
Remember that?
No, vaguely.
He kept on showing up randomly over like 20 issues. He never explained what he was doing, but
he was just an elf with a gun.
And he was just, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a Steve Gerber joke, for sure.
He never paid it off, though.
I can't believe that they haven't spun it off into a movie yet.
Well,
You know, the trailers, yeah. You see the Keebler Elf tree smoking.
There's going to eventually be a Howard the Duck remake.
There better be. There better be. If Marvel knows what's good for them, they've teased and put Howard the Duck in there and like, oh, everybody likes to see Howard the Duck. Then make a fucking Howard the Duck movie. Jesus, did you not learn a single thing from Rocket Raccoon?
Yeah, exactly. And especially
they're putting Rocket Raccoon in it, and he's everybody's favorite character next to Groot, you know? Yeah,
exactly. It was like they could put him in Cleveland. They could have him go visit Harvey Pekar's gravesite.
They don't understand. Like, they understand that people like it, but they're just like, ah, nobody's going to want to see that.
Don't want to spend money on it.
And the first Hulk movie didn't do so well, and they're like, eh, well, I guess a Hulk movie won't do well. No, you timed it wrong. A Hulk movie right now I would actually go see. I'm not interested in any Marvel movies, to tell you the truth, in quite a while, but I would go see just a standalone Hulk movie.
Yeah.
Hulking out Hulk movie. Although nowadays the Hulk's too complicated in the Marvel universe. I just want simple Hulk smash for a whole movie. Like Fury Road, except with the Hulk smashing.
Well, yeah, I do Planet Hulk. That's what they need. World War Hulk and then Planet Hulk.
Yeah, something like that. Well, something where the Hulk does a lot of smashing, and that's the story.
Well, he gets kicked off the planet. This time they may, where he gets... World War Hulk, everyone goes up against the Hulk, and they... Well, something like that. They kick him off the planet, and he becomes Planet Hulk, and then he comes back, and it becomes World War Hulk because he wants retribution.
Yeah, okay, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
That sounds like they're...
You know, taking... There's a great shot of him with the axe done with both of his fists around Professor X's neck.
Yeah, sounds like what I'm looking for.
Yeah, but they can't do it. Just like, they just can't. It's... Who the hell knows?
But they can, but they can't. Whatever. Come on, Marvel. All right, another garage sale. We're just diddling around wishing for Hulk movies.
Well, we do have Bassoon in the background. It's
this is the Caveman, main theme to Caveman, starring Ringo Starr by Lalo Schifrin. Highly recommend it to everybody. Quality music.
And that's one to grow on.
And now you know. Well, we just hit a little neighborhood
cul-de-sac.
It's very Florida looking here, which this is like a retirement / let's be frank, go to die. It's you know,
one
step away from a managed community thing. So the pickings are usually slim, you know. It's usually you're picking from their furniture and their Christmas decorations or something. But usually by the time people move into here, they've gotten rid of like their big house stuff, you know. So,
big house.
There were a lot of little garage sales in a small space, but yeah, not a lot of stuff. I don't think we bought anything here.
You bought that one book, the TV book.
Oh, I did. I bought a book from the 80s that is basically every TV show and made for TV movie between 1970 and 1980, which is going to be I just got it to throw in the shitter for flip through. And I like books like that because you can go on YouTube nowadays, and like if you see something that sounds really weird or interesting, you can usually find an episode of it or something. And
it's like he started
and check it out.
He was on Barney Miller.
Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting. And then there'll be a lot of stuff that like I'll probably see and be like, oh, I thought my memory of this TV show was a fever dream from when I was a little kid. So that'll be an interesting book. But
yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, there was one called... It was either The Fantastic Voyage or Fantastic Journey. I think it was Fantastic Journey. I think Fantastic Voyage was the movie where they shrunk people down and put them in the president's body to go fight his brain tumor or whatever. But it was like these people were taking their boat through the Bermuda Triangle, and they go through like a weird electric storm, and they end up on an island, and there's these sort of like areas where they hit, and it'll take them to different time periods on this island. And like, some of them were futuristic, some of them were, you know, full of, like, pirates and stuff. And it had the kid from, the male kid from Escape from Witch Mountain in it.
Oh.
And I remember seeing a couple episodes of it as a kid and then being like, maybe I didn't see that. Maybe it's just something I made up, but no, it exists. It just didn't last more than, like, 3 episodes or something like that.
I saw something on my internet feed, and it was, like, a still promo photo, and it was, like, it lasted half a season. It had Henry Fonda as the father of the family, and Ron Howard as one of the kids.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. That's like, whoa.
If you had the name of it, we could look it up right now in that book.
Well, yeah. If you had the internet, you can just type those two names together and put TV show.
Yeah.
So there you go. Computer's better, man.
Yeah. Geez, that seems like it would be a TV show that would last longer. It must have been really bad.
Or it could have been just Henry Fonda's just was not into it.
That could be, too. But there's things called contracts, Henry Fonda. But I guess when you're Henry Fonda, you can do what the hell you want, too.
You old poop, you.
You old fool.
There has to be a porno called Golden Blonde. Isn't there?
There's got to be. There's got to be.
Tune in next week, and I'll verify that tonight.
Oh, dear, I like it when your head shakes back and forth. All right. Anyway.
I love it when your gooseneck shakes back and forth.
I'm cutting it off. I'm cutting this off right here. All right, we just had another delicious sandwich at Ricci's. Ricci, was it like a deli? The Ricci's Deli?
Yes.
And chicken cutlet sandwiches with balsamic sauce and garlic sauce and red peppers and basil. Can only eat half of mine. Delicious. The chicken patty was fried up for the sandwich. Battered and fried for the sandwich, not some frozen garbaggio.
No.
Take the next right on
and it was really
drive.
Thick.
Yeah, it was thick. It was like an average price for a sub, and maybe even a little on the low end for a hot sub. But as far as like the amount of meat in it, like chicken, it was generous. There was probably 2 whole chicken breasts.
Yeah, it seemed
in
like
my
it.
Sandwich just like stacked on top of each, like both of them cut in half and like stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, pretty much. And well, then they crush it. Then they crush it all. They crush it all down with the panini.
With the panini, yeah.
Which is amazing because you've got freshly baked bread, and then you get that crust on it, but it's so soft on the inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this is the great. I like this kind of Italian bread roll because it's got the soft, it's got the tough and the crunchy, and then it's got the sort of fleshy, like thick. It's a crust, but it's a pliable crust, so you got like all these different surfaces
over
there. Oh, is it?
450.
Another one. All these places saying they're a rummage sale, and we drive by them, and there's nothing. This just looks like a kid's birthday party or something. Or just somebody that, this place?
Yeah.
Or just somebody with a bunch of kids. Yeah, Death Wish. Look at the little Death Wish on that little bastard.
He
man.
Is determined with his head down going right through.
Literally like that nightmare thing of where you start moving and like if we hadn't seen him, he was just like blindly going under our wheels.
While his parents are watching from their front lawn.
Unconcerned. I guess they probably saw that we could see him, but Jesus Christ, you never take that shit for granted.
No, $4.50 Red Spruce Lane.
Yeah.
That might have been it back there, but I don't know.
No, that was not a garage sale. Nope, just another lying liar. There might have been a lot of people who had, like, maybe they did really good on Friday and they just were like, I don't want to just trot out the remainders of my garage sale and sit outside all day. Who knows? Whatever. We'll find more. We've definitely got more on the... There's a, like, even on the last part of our trip, there's a neighborhood sale, so... Maybe not...
I got two neighborhood sales coming up.
The one in the South Wedge... Yeah, it's up in the air. It's in the city. And city, they can be really good. The South Wedge has potential because there's a lot of, like, artsy people and weirdos that live there. So I might be able to get some weirdo stuff from there. But they also get picked through really quickly. All right, well, we'll be back as soon as we find something. All right, we're back on the road. Been to a few garage sales, mostly nothing, but we've picked up some stuff now.
Choice things.
Yeah, you got a couple more DVDs and
yeah, I got Blair Witch Project Part 2.
Good movie.
The Revenge.
People don't think that's a people make fun of that movie.
$1.50.
Yeah.
50 cents.
I mean, there were 10 for $4.
I know, you picked them pretty good.
I couldn't find, there were 10, there actually weren't 10. We've been here a couple weeks ago, but I didn't pick through the DVDs that time. I got, like, Warriors of the Wasteland, an old Fred Williamson Mad Max Italian ripoff, Audition, one of the most creepy-ass movies ever made, extremely gory and just, oh, tooth-grindingly painful. Snakes on a Plane.
Head south on
and,
Ridgeway
like,
Drive.
A collection of Ice-T movies.
Yeah.
That's just on a hunch that maybe those might be something people will buy on eBay. And I think
your
that's...
Mile,
oh, no, I bought a cassette
CD.
/ CD player, radio.
A small one, solid state.
Yeah, solid state and nice and heavy, and she's like, that works good. And I'm like, oh, excellent.
Yeah, that's so, because it's built so the tracking wouldn't go off or wear out.
Now I can buy CDs and cassettes again once more.
Nice. We're rebuilding a universe.
Yeah.
Borrow a phrase from Jim Shooter.
I definitely am doing that.
Scott Gardner would appreciate that last comment. Anyways.
Quesada.
Another Marvel reference.
It's Quesada.
Is it spelled the same? It is spelled the same as... All right. Well, that's all we got for now. But we got plenty more garage sales. We're running out of time. It's 2:30. We've got like an hour and a half of good garage sailing. And we probably hit like 20, 25 garage sales
more
so far
that.
Today. It's
more
hard to tell.
That. I'd say we're...
Yeah, that's true. Because we were stopping in places and hitting 3, 4, and 5 of them sometimes.
We keep on saying it. We said it last week. You got to get a clicker.
Yeah, we do.
I got it mounted in my Bueno Mobile.
Yep. We just carry it around in our pocket. People will be like, what are they doing as we walk up to their garage and we just go,
take the next right onto
click.
Lane, then turn left onto Jeffrey.
All right, we'll be back.
Close at 3:00.
Yeah, well, just so you guys know, we just went to the free comic book one with the expensive records, and he was closed. So there will be no answer to what the free comics were. I still say it was a scam. I'm still thinking he was full of shit. But we're literally like 5 minutes too late on that one.
Yep.
Oh,
no
well.
Figure.
When you have this many garage sales, it's pretty easy to just go, oh, well.
Yeah, our back seat's pretty full right now.
Yeah. Again. Well, we are rocketing out of garage sailing today. We made it into the city. We hit a few of the city garage sales. Tell you the truth, they kind of were shit. like either nothing good or way overpriced or just shut down 2 hours early or an hour early now, hour and 15 minutes early. But a lot of people were already like torn down and stuff. So we're calling it. But what the hell? It's been another three weeks in a row of superb garage sailing. No complaints, garage sailing, except for people. We're always going to complain about people because, well, Johnny, do you know what people can do? What do you think those people can do? What can they do to themselves?
You know,
you got any idea? Do you want a hint? They can go. You're getting it. You're getting it. Listen to this guy. This guy's got a kid, so he's not going to say, go fuck yourself. They can go fuck themselves. And today it wasn't really the people at the garage sales that needed to fuck themselves. It was just the people around the garage sale, especially that screaming little monster. I will have it! Like, this is a three-year-old, right? Two-and-a-half, three-year-old. Saying, I will have it. It's like the reincarnation of Napoleon or something like that. And then bursts out of the womb of these two wimpy parents who are like, it's okay, little Napoleon. If this garage sale's still here for your birthday, wink, wink, you can still get that Super 8 to VHS converter box that you will have. I will have it, Mom. I will have it. And then he just went, oh, little bastard. Anyway, but great day of garage sailing. I got a seat and a panic button. So, and I am cassette ready now. I am ready to listen to cassette tapes and CDs once again after having no such access. So, now I just got to get some cassettes.
We saw some, but not very good ones.
Yeah, nothing worth note today.
Not a lot of great garage sales, quite frankly.
No, but it was a good DVD day. It was definitely dollar DVD day, 50-cent DVD day. I think the most that any of them ever cost was $2. I saw a Blu-ray player for $10, and I was like, should I get a Blu-ray player? And I'm like, I'm not going to use it anyway, so fuck it. I don't need it just to watch those three Family Guy Star Wars specials that I could just go watch online if I really want to.
Oh, yeah, like cut out all the bad parts for the abridged version.
Yeah, well, no, the Blu-rays have adult language on them, so I think they'll be okay. I don't know. Those are bound for eBay. I'll put those in a bundle.
I think I sold mine for $20 years ago.
Yeah, if I get $20 for them, I got $1.50 in it, you know?
Yeah, so, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, remember, garage sale gloat, go fuck yourself. Till next week. Bye.